translated and purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. When the cowherd woman, Krishna's foster mother Yashoda, was trying to tie the hands of her son with ropes, she found the rope to be always insufficient in length. And when she finally gave up, Lord Krishna, by and by, opened His mouth, wherein the mother found all the universes situated. Seeing this, she was doubtful in her mind, but she was convinced in a different manner of the mystic nature of her son. Purport. One day, Lord Krishna, as the naughty child, disturbed His mother Yashoda, and she began to tie up the child with ropes just to punish him. But no matter how much rope she used, she found it always insufficient. Thus she became fatigued. But in the meantime, the Lord opened His mouth, and the affectionate mother saw within the mouth of her son all the universes situated together. The mother was astonished, but out of her deep affection for Krishna, she thought that the Almighty Godhead Narayan had kindly looked after her son just to protect him from all the continuous calamities happening to him. Because of her deep affection for Krishna, she could never think that her very son was Narayan, the personality of Godhead Himself. That is the action of Yog Maya, the internal potency of the Supreme Lord, which acts to perfect all the pastimes of the Lord with His different types of devotees. Who could play such wonders without being God? Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Bande Shri Gurun Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Thank you first of all to give me an opportunity to speak. And before we begin, just would like to request blessings from all the devotees assembled here and all watching online so that we can speak something worthwhile on this beautiful verse. So we all know it's a very auspicious month of Kartik, Damodar. And this verse is very much in line with Damodar Leela and in the scheduled incarnations. And specifically, this is a very special week also, as we had a lot of special days. It started with Diwali, then we had Govardhan Puja. Today we have disappearance day of Vasudev Ghosh. Tomorrow it will be disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. So it's a special week, and today we are just reading the special verse of Damodar Leela. I'm not going to go through the Damodar Leela because all of you know the pastimes, but there's a lot of lessons we can derive from this, and we'll have some discussion, and then we can just open up for questions. So, yeah. So here in the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning in the very beginning that one day Lord Krishna, as a naughty child, disturbed his mother Yashoda, and she began to tie up the child with ropes just to punish him. So we can see in this pastime where Krishna was trying to run away from mother, and she just caught him, and she was trying to punish him by tying him. But devotees also explain that it's not just punishment, because it's out of mother's love where she's trying to protect Krishna, so that when Krishna is just running around, Krishna doesn't hurt himself or harm himself. So just she wants Krishna to be protected. She has that mood of protection because mother's love, whenever there's punishment, even in that punishment, there is love behind that. So that's why Mother Yashoda wants to just tie him and be at one place that Krishna doesn't run around and, you know, doesn't hurt himself. So this mood of protection which Mother Yashoda has, it's actually also coming from Krishna, because Krishna also wants to protect his devotees, like how we can see mother protecting a child. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Ananyas chintayanto maam ye jana pariupasate, tesham nitya bhuktanam yogshemam vahamyaham." So where Krishna is saying that those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, I meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. So Krishna is, kshemam here means protection. Where Prabhupada is mentioning in one of the purports that Krishna refers to the merciful protection of the Lord, and the Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects the devotee from falling down to a miserable condition of life. So it's all about protection, where Krishna is protecting the devotee. And is that okay? The sound okay? Sorry, am I too loud or? Oh, sorry. Okay, because last time the volume was not clear to in online. Sorry. Okay. Right. So. So how, this is how when the devotee surrenders to Krishna, Krishna protects. And when Krishna also surrenders himself to the devotee, where devotee is willing to protect Krishna. Now, in this pastime, there's also one, devotees have explained that when mother is trying to bind Krishna, she's always two fingers too short. We have always heard this pastime. There's always two fingers too short. And does anybody know what those two fingers or 2 inches represent? Where devotees have explained what it could be. Endeavor and mercy. So it is our endeavor where we are trying to approach Krishna. And Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, so Prabhupada explains in Krishna book, actually there's a chapter on this particular pastime, and Prabhupada is explaining that Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, and she found that the rope she was using was too short by 2 inches, and she gathered more ropes from the house and added to it. But still she was finding the same shortage. So in this way she collected all the ropes from her home and she was trying to bind Krishna. We can see on the altar where Mother Yashoda is trying to bind, but she has not fully bound him because it's just a bit short. 2 fingers too short. So Mother Yashoda was always just thinking, what's happening? She was smiling, but she was still astonished on what, why is it not, why she is not able to tie Krishna. So as devotees explained, as Manari Prabhu mentioned, that it is the endeavor which we have to do to bind Krishna, and then we have to make for the mercy from Krishna. So when we do endeavor, it's not just about the quantity, it's not about how much we are doing for Krishna, but it's also the quality on how much our hearts and minds are in that endeavor. So it's not just like a tick box exercise where we just do something and, you know, that's it, like Krishna will reciprocate with the mercy. So that's why it's important. Whatever we do, it's not about what we do, but it's about how we do it. You know, it's about the quality, what we are putting in our devotional service. So sometimes we feel that it's nothing is happening. Maybe, you know, it's our endeavor, which could be it could be a half-hearted attempt. You know, where we are not fully into it, what we want to do. So I was just thinking, when we are doing these endeavors to please Krishna, we should always ask 3 questions to our own selves when we're doing anything. And those 3 questions should be that, what should I endeavor for? And how should I do it? And why should I do it? You know? So now, when the question comes, what should I do it? You know, what endeavor should I do? Because in Krishna consciousness, we can get confused. We can get caught up, you know, what we should do. So when it comes to what we should do, we are very fortunate that we can always refer to scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna has given everything to us, you know. By reading and studying this book, Bhagavad Gita should be our reference book constantly. We should be referring to Bhagavad Gita on what we should be doing in our spiritual life. Right from Karma Yoga to Karma Sannyas Yoga, Krishna has constantly explained on what activities we do, on what level we can do the activities, depending on where we are. And there is a path defined for all of us through Bhagavad Gita. When we study and read Bhagavad Gita, we can see that there is a path for all of us on how we should act. And we might be on different journeys, because in Krishna consciousness sometimes we have this tendency to compare ourselves with each other. But it's not the thing. We are all on our own journeys, and we are all going through our own individual path. So we should just follow the scriptures and just follow what we are doing. And as long as we follow this path, we are in the right direction. You know, so that's important, that what we should do. And then the question comes that how should we do it? Because sometimes it looks very much that, okay, it says in Bhagavad Gita, but how should I do it? What would I be able to do? How should I do it? So again, it's very simple, that the way we should do it, by following those who are following these scriptures, or following Bhagavad Gita, you know, those saintly persons, those sadhus who are doing it, we can just follow their process, their path. Because we all are individuals in our own unique way, in our own different way. We have our own natures, we have our own backgrounds. So we are all different. No two persons will be same. No two devotees will be same. So we just, as long as we try to follow just find out how to do it in our own position, in our own situation, because we are all differently placed. We are all have different ashrams. We have different responsibilities, roles. But we all can follow this devotional path. And then finally, the question comes that why should we endeavor for these things? You know, why should I do this particular thing? Now, this question can come naturally to us, because, you know, after going through what and how, you know, we will still be questioning, is it all worth it? You know, when we do it, is it all still worth it? Why I'm doing it? So now that's where we will be tested by our intention. Now that's where the question comes of our own intention, because when we are doing it, we will be challenged by different difficulties, different problems, different issues. But if we have the correct intention, you know, so it's not just what we are doing, it's not how we are doing, but more important, or which is equally important, is what is the intention behind our endeavors, you know. So it's not just to show off that we are doing something big, you know, or it's not just to be recognized, or it's not just to get that name, fame and glory, but it's to please Krishna or to advance in our spiritual life. So it could be something very small or it could be something very big, doesn't matter. But ultimately it's the intention which counts, because Krishna is just seeing the intention inside our heart. Krishna doesn't care that, because Krishna doesn't need anything, and actually doesn't big or small, Krishna doesn't need anything. But what Krishna needs is our love and our pure love and our intention. So even if our endeavors are incomplete or imperfect, as apparently they look to be, but if our intention is correct, Krishna will accept it, you know. And there are many examples in scriptures, like talking about Diwali recently. We had Diwali, and this is the pastime which happened on Diwali day. But there was also one more significance, that Lord Ram came back to Ayodhya on Diwali day. And in Lord Ram's pastimes also, we can see devotees have this situation where their endeavors look to be very imperfect, but Krishna accepted it. So there was one example of Jatayu. You know, Jatayu was this vulture who was a devotee of Krishna, and he promised that he will look after Mother Sita. So there happened one situation that when Ravan kidnapped Mother Sita and Ravan was taking her, so Mother Sita was asking for help. She was crying for help. And Jatayu heard her help. But actually Jatayu was very, very old at that time. Although he was king of vultures, but he was very, very old and he did not have the strength to fight somebody like Ravan. But he had the experience, although he had that strength of his wisdom and experience, but he had no strength. And he knew that by fighting with Ravan, he will lose the battle and he will get killed. But he still fought just to gain time so that maybe Lord Ram can come by the time and save Mother Sita. And he continued his fight. But in the end, he had a very difficult fight with Lord Ram, Ravan, sorry. And in the end, what happened is he got killed. Ravan killed him and he couldn't save Mother Sita. But when Lord Ram came, because he didn't leave his body till the time Lord Ram came. So when Lord Ram came and he said, I'm sorry that I couldn't, do this for you. But Lord Ram happily accepted his attempt, to do whatever best he could do, and Lord Ram personally performed his last rites. And he said that, I'm happy that you did this and you get the perfection of life. So if we see on the external, it looks very much imperfect because he didn't do it. It was a failure, he just lost the battle. He did not do anything good for Krishna or Ram. What did he do? He just lost, But Lord Ram saw this intention that he wanted his best, although he knew that he's old, he doesn't have any strength, he will die, but he did that, So it looks to be incomplete, it looks to be imperfect, but Krishna accepts that, Somebody might say, oh, I'm old, let me not try, because there's no point. What's the point in trying, because we are going to lose, so why should such die and just, try? It's not worth it. But it is worth it in Krishna's eyes, And same thing we see about Lord Ram's devotee Hanuman. So he also had this once situation where there was a fight and Lord Lakshman got hit by the arrows from Indrajit, Ravan's son, and he fell unconscious. And there was to bring him back, they needed a medicine called Sanjeevani Bhuti. And there was a specific place where you have to go and get it for his to bring him back to consciousness. And because they thought Hanuman is capable enough to go, they asked him to go and get this for Lakshman. Because he had the strength, Hanuman had a lot of strength, so he went and he went to that place. It's like a mountain. But when he reached there, because he apparently had this lack of knowledge where he did not know in this whole mountain, where is the Sanjeevani Bhuti? Where do I pick it up from? So he was not sure, what do I do? Do I just go back and just ask them, can someone come with me and just tell me what it is? Or what do I do? Because Hanuman had the strength, he lifted the whole mountain. And he took the whole mountain to Lord Ram and say that this is what I can get, and you can just choose from this, whatever it is. So he just tried whatever he could in his capacity. Although it looked like it was a lack of knowledge on his part, or somebody might feel embarrassed to, oh, how can I do this, if I can't do it properly, this service, should I give up? But he did it, So he tried his best what he could do, because his intention was to serve. His intention was to do the task. Like I was talking to one devotee and they were mentioning that, we were just discussing about our different ashrams, different varnas, what our natures are to serve. And that devotee said that, don't worry, if we can't understand what our nature is, what varna we belong to, he said, just Prabhupada said one thing, just do the needful, Just do the needful. Whatever services, whatever you have to do, just do the needful. Because we don't know whether I'm Brahman or Kshatriya or, what my nature is. So what should I do? Just do the needful. And this is what devotees do. Just whatever has to be done in our capacity, with our good intentions, we just try to do the needful. And success or failure, Krishna accepts it. Whether we can do it, whether it happens or not happens. So we should not be just looking, before making any endeavor, we should not be looking just for the mercy first, Generally the tendency is, okay, will I get the mercy if I do this, Or sometimes we ask for mercy, we keep asking, please give me mercy. But we don't wait for mercy. We just do it, and then when Krishna wants, Krishna can give us the mercy. But our thing is just do it, You know, we just have to do the needful, whatever is required to do. So this is just something from those past times I thought to share. And also today is the disappearance day of Vasudev Ghosh. And it's mentioned that there are three brothers, Vasudev Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and Govinda Ghosh. They are three brothers. And they were very expert singers. And they used to, they have written a lot of songs for Lord Nityananda. And they were associates of Mahaprabhu. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu used to dance in ecstasy when they used to hear their songs. And he has written a lot of songs. And one of the very popular songs which he has mentioned, which he has written is Yadi Gaur Na Hoito Tabe Ki Hoito Ki Mone Dharitam De. We all have must have heard that bhajan. What if Lord Chaitanya was not there? What would have happened? So that was the bhajan which Vasudev Ghosh written. And it's a very nice meditation. On his disappearance, we can meditate on this appreciation of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, which he has mentioned. And he also, when we sing Gaurarti, we can also we sing about his name, Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu, Ghosh Adigai. So he's mentioned in that song as well. So today is the day of disappearance of Vasudev Ghosh. So that's also a nice, auspicious day to meditate. And so I thought I'll just mention that as I was asked to mention on that also, because today is the day. And yeah, so is there any, so far is there any questions, any corrections, any comments on any of the points we discussed? Yes, Antaranga Prabhu. Maybe I can repeat your question. Mic is there? I'll repeat.
So my question is, how can we as a sadhaka, practicing devotees, develop this mood of doing the needful? Maybe not doing the needful, but practicing the needful. How can we develop this mood of doing the needful? Because many times in our life what happens, our causing goes specific.
Yes.
Gifted in this way, or I will not do this because I'll be humiliated, I'll not do this, and so on. The mind and the intelligence can come with many reasons why not to do things.
Yes.
So my question is, how can we develop mood of being a yes person? Yes, I will do it, and develop the faith that the Lord will provide everything.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu, for that beautiful question. So just to repeat the question, Prabhu is saying, Antaranga Prabhu is asking, how can we develop the mood of saying yes and not letting our false ego come in our way, or mind or intelligence, or having that fear of humiliation, or feeling the fear of not doing things properly? How can we develop that mood? Yeah, that's a very good question. And Prabhu, I think we all are going through that journey. We are all on that learning path, because this devotional service teaches us that by seeing the devotees, by seeing Srila Prabhupada, and by seeing other devotees, by getting inspired from them, that how they carried on in spite of so many apparent failures, you know. And Krishna also helps from within. When we try, and this is what surrender is about. And this is how we have to develop surrender. And practically speaking, yes, there could be difficulties, but then we can always ask for help. You know, we have devotees around. We have, Prabhupada has given such a big family around us. So we can be with those like-minded devotees who support us, who help us. Because in the association of devotees, we get a lot of support, a lot of inspiration. And of course, we have to constantly keep praying that, you know, I want to do this, but somehow I'm getting stuck. You know, somehow I'm not able to move forward. So I need, you know, I need blessings, I need support, I need help. And somehow then Krishna arranges. If we are genuinely, we want to do it, something or the other happens where Krishna makes some kind of arrangement that it happens, and that's how we get inspiration, that's how we get encouragement. So we have to have, again, if the intention is clear, then Krishna is happy to help. You know, Krishna, within the heart, Krishna is always helping us at every point of time. So maybe if someone wants to add anything to that, Prayojan Prabhu would like to add.
what was helpful when I used to give class is I used to go to ISKCON Desire Tree to see what other Maharajas had done in that particular verse. There was one particular occasion when it was... Anyway, I looked it up on Desire Tree, and my people, and I listened to them to see if I didn't have that sort of inspiration myself. I listened to them, and I found that they're very helpful. When you have a responsibility of speaking, and if the, maybe the resource isn't there within myself, I felt sometimes I would go to hear these swamis and experienced devotees speak on the same verse. That was helpful to me.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you. Is that answer your question? No? Okay.
Haribol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to ask, so Krishna is very merciful, and he often fulfills our desires and wishes to progress as long as with some other things like you need. If we wish to do something in devotional service, and then you meet a challenge, and then you suddenly go, oh God, I'm absolutely confused. And you ask, oh, what should I do? Like, I ask, what should I do then? And then sometimes to kind of not do that is often just leave it aside for a minute and just look at it before you think this is what I should do, and then just going in would be better, and then you take advice from somebody else. I don't know where my question was. The question is, does Krishna fulfill anything that we ask for? Or is it that what is behind our intention that is visible to our mind, you know, that he addresses? So how does it work?
So the question is, does Krishna fulfill whatever we ask for?
It's like you could be desiring something that may not be good for you, your development, but at this moment, it could just be the extent that you can go.
So thank you for the question. So Prabhupada mentions, as far as I remember, Prabhupada mentions that Krishna fulfills what you desire and also what you deserve. It's both things. So it's not just what we desire, but according to what we deserve, Krishna fulfills that. So if we desire something which we don't deserve, Krishna will not fulfill that. And doesn't mean that whatever we desire, we will get everything. So it has also to be what we deserve. So it's also, there are a lot of things. It's also about our actions, our karma, our past life, what we have done. So it's, otherwise, you know, you can desire anything which might not be beneficial for you. So Krishna won't give that to you.
Can I just continue? So what is the what is what you deserve?
Krishna knows what's best for you. So Krishna will give you the best for you. So you deserve for your own benefit in the longer term, not just something materialistic where you want something, money or maybe a big car or something like that. But Krishna will decide that do you deserve this for your own benefit, you know. So ultimately, Krishna is the ultimate father for all of us. So Krishna knows the benefit for all of us. So it's quite intricate when it comes to actions and karma, because what we have done, we would not know. Because it's not just in this life what we are desiring and deserving. It's also, it goes from the many, many lifetimes in before also. So Krishna will provide according to, you know, what is our situation, what is our karma account, and so many other factors. So it's not straightforward, just, you know, like desiring something and it comes quickly. It's not like that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. I just wanted to add on to what Antaranga Prabhu was asking about, you know, the endeavor and how to become like a yes man. So I remembered, you know, Mother Yamuna writes in her book Prabhupada always used to say, I mean, as a practical exercise, that if there's anything that we want to do and we find ourselves incompetent to do and we don't know how to do it, then Prabhupada used to actually tell them to say these prayers, Om Agyanati Mirandasya. And she writes about a devotee Prabhupada gave the service of typewriting, and she didn't know how to use the typewriter. So Prabhupada actually told her that whenever you go for learning typewriter, you should say these prayers, Om Agyanati Mirandasya. And she used to do that. I can't remember the name of this devotee, but she mentions in the book. And actually she learned one day. So I think what I understood was that the principle that Prabhupada is saying is about the faith in Guru, and that when a service comes to us, the ability also follows. So, you know, our acharyas, our gurus can actually see through us. They can see through the lifetimes of journey that we have been through. So if they are kind of putting us forward for an endeavor, they can actually see that we can do it. Yeah, we see the challenges, but they see the inner core that is within us and the ability that is within us. So I think my view would be that we pick up something with faith in Guru, Krishna, Prabhupada and the Parampara. And then, yeah, of course, with the blessings of Vaishnavas, we do it. Thank you. Thank you.
Is that okay? Can we close now? Because 8:40. So thank you so much for your patience and... just beg for forgiveness for any mistakes. Thank you so much. Shrila Prabhupada ki jai.